Are you ready? Are your pants on?
Just a couple of superstars hanging out in the men's room.
Oh. Hey, this is Tom.
That guy's attractive, Doug.
Remember that first time you robin-fed your boo? Warm meat and breath you chewing fill the air. The brisket sweats wash over you both, while that sticky sweet sauce binds your taut, rewarding bodies.
It make my ass chesty.
Love yourself. Love me. Love Salt and Smoke.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:04 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Today, on the road in Chicago at Sedgwick's. Listen to this crowd. Oh, my God. The Cat, can you believe what you're witnessing?
I did an unofficial count, and we have 83 people here.
Tim. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, one of the people who is not here yet is a host, Chuckles Marlowe.
How does that happen, Tim?
Well, he texted me, and he said, traffic's really bad. And I'm like, I took the exact same route, and I got here, like, in 5 minutes.
I got here in 11 minutes.
Right. So Chuckles is on his way. Joe Roderick Engineering has made this broadcast possible. You did your show here yesterday, Joe?
Yeah, did the...
Joe Roderick Engineering on its first slip-up. The over-under is 19.5 today.
No, I think it's...
What? We got
or two. Or two. You over my ship in the first 15.
Put feedback on the board as a guest. First,
Derek Gould will be.
Oh, sorry, I forgot which mic I was on. I didn't think I was going to talk that much today. I thought today would be a show about the listeners.
That's right.
All 83 of them that showed up.
And Deke Dodum is already here. Deke Dodum is already. Now, Charlie's calling me. I feel like I ought to take the call.
So go ahead. Take it on the air. Please take it. You put it on speaker, and then you go, Charlie, you're on the air. What are you, new?
Charlie, you're on the air.
Can you?
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
It's the other way, Tim.
What's that? Hold on, this way?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, boys, thanks. What's going on? Is there a place that they can park?
On Lincoln.
On Lincoln and...
Good show. It's a good show so far.
Right out in front, I'm told. There's a car out front.
He's got a parallel.
You got a parallel park, though. You got your own whip?
There he is. I do.
Oh, there's Charlie. Charlie, you're obviously close. Look at that. There he is. That's exactly what he wants. That's the worst. You're running late. You're already tilted. And then you got a bunch of asshats laughing at you as you go driving by in your Fox 2 mobile.
Is that Aqua Fox?
Was that Aqua Fox? So Chuckles is on his way.
Well, let me understand this, because we need to step back for a minute.
What do we need to do?
And Charlie will act like I'm picking on him, because sometimes we get sideways. But according to my sources, he called at 6 minutes after 7 to ask where parking was, not realizing that you're on the freaking air?
Well, honestly, in fairness to him, I'm usually not, because I'm usually not here yet. But today, I've been here since like 6:15, which is really, as you know, unheard of. But I couldn't hang out in my hotel room and drink coffee like I usually do. Anna Marie's in there sleeping.
Plus, you shouldn't call the boss with, like, little dumb things like, where do you park, as if you have the schematics of where to park.
It's fine. Chuckles will be here, so that'll be wonderful.
I'm gonna give him a bunch.
Look at Deke Dodum is not only wearing the French fry bucket hat, which is my personal favorite, but you've added, Deke, a new motif. The Cat, is that a hamburger?
What do you got, Deke?
Fries? Ladies and gentlemen, Deke Dodum, who is on the air today, is Doug is not.
I didn't invite you to sit down, because that means I'm going to have to...
Oh, you are welcome to pony up.
How's it going? A lot of hot guys here today, huh?
What a crowd.
There are a lot of hot guys here. I agree with that.
This is sort of us embracing you, even though you are indefinitely suspended. So if Doug heard this, he'd be furious.
Doug is
right?
Certainly not listening.
Yeah,
I am
it's
certainly.
Kind of like a state law. I mean, Doug's not here, and he's
yeah.
Kind of like the...
Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Illinois, and he is liberated in Illinois, and he is here. And this is your place. Sedgwick's is your place to hang out, I hear tell.
Yeah, more during Cardinal playoff runs, but, you know, obviously the Blues runs, it gets pretty crazy here.
So this is like a St. Louis place, is that accurate?
Yeah, definitely. There used to be a little more Cardinals decoration in Mizzou. Well, Mizzou is good, obviously this place is rocking, but obviously we know how that's going.
Well, there's a big game with Delaware State in a month, so I'm sure it'll be out of control
this
then.
Place will be rocking,
there you go, that's a little Cardinal logo.
On your way up, if you are live streaming, whatever the case might be, come on by. The water is warm. It's Sedgwick's on North Sedgwick Avenue, and we will be broadcasting here until 10 o'clock, and I'm sure we'll pony up. The presenting sponsor of this broadcast today, Budweiser the Cat. I just posted this on the fan page a couple days ago because Roderick said, I'll do the engineering, which mitigated an issue we had. We couldn't get a Chicago engineer to do the engineering. And then a number of other sponsors stepped up, including Tullamore Dew, Rich and Charlie's Pizza in Town and Country, Kevin Miller Realty Executives, Dukes and Truman's and Soulard, Four Seasons, Penske Truck, Elysium Restoration and Design, and Deke Dotum's appearances today on the show are presented by Edward Jones Financial Advisor,
what?
Matthew Ehrenreich.
Say that again, please.
Deke Dotum's appearances on the show today are presented by Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Matthew Ehrenreich.
So you're telling me that Edward Jones, a great financial institution,
that's right,
is behind it, and Ryan Kelly, the premier mortgage originator in the entire Midwest, is also part of the movement.
That's correct.
This thing has legs.
Yes, it does have legs. Chuckles, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Traffic was a bit rough. And parking, let me tell you something. But I'm good. Usually we start the show at about 7:08 anyway.
So that's what I said.
I don't know what the deal
is. In fairness.
No, but
in fairness.
Oh, stop.
Here
you
we
see,
go. Right? Here we go. I'm just going to sit back.
I just want to ask you a couple of follow-ups.
Okay, Kat.
You didn't feel any sort of pang of guilt calling Tim at 6 after on the chance that he's on the air to ask him how the parking is?
First of all, the show usually starts at about 7:08, as I previously stated. And I was wondering if the owner of the place maybe had some dedicated parking for this great
cones.
Show.
This is where Marlo is going to park, the Aqua Fox.
I have the Fox 2 vehicle. It's very well signed.
It does look sharp.
It does.
It's a sharp look. Just like the Lemming shirts. There are some Lemming shirts here. The Cat, how does that make you feel?
Great.
Yep.
Because I feel the Lemming shirt. Maybe we could ask someone.
There's a couple of Lemming shirts here.
Are the Lemming shirts in? Come here, sir. What? Come here, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, boy.
Come here, you.
This is like being in a comedy show audience. No, none of you are safe.
All right. What is your name, sir?
Bill.
Bill, yeah. I want to say thank you for coming out and supporting the show.
Thanks
You're
for
from
having
St. Louis, but live in Chicago now.
That is correct.
Are you employed?
I am employed.
What do you do, sir?
Software sales.
Software is the theme. How many people are in software here? You got Dotum? Oh, just Dotum and Bill. All right, forget it. Bad premise. Carry on, Bill.
Here's my question, Bill. Because I kind of feel like the Lemmings shirt aren't Lemmings for Tim. They're Lemmings for the show.
Yes, I agree with that.
But
the
I would also agree with that.
Are you more of a Tim Lemming or a show Lemming? How would you put it? Which is first?
Or Doug or you?
I don't have any Lemmings. Doug has some.
You have some. You have
Doug's
some.
Doug's kind of in a league of his own, but then it's probably a team. It's a show.
Yeah, the Cat last week, we were doing power rankings of the audience's love of the people on the show. And to me, I would say Doug and the Plowhawk are probably 1 and 2. That's what my analysis. Boys, what do you think about that? You think that's an accurate survey of the audience? And by the way, you're not hurting any feelings. It's my analysis of the feedback I hear. Because during the morning grind, the Cat was the guy that everybody loved.
But you said I had to do a heel turn.
And then you did a heel turn circa 2007.
Well, you brought me into the office. You said, one day I'm going to own all this, including the parking lot. But Doug is nice, so you're going to have to be the heel. And I said, hey, next man up.
It's WWE Theater. Plowhawk Lemmings. Let me hear it by applause. Plowhawk Lemmings.
Yeah.
Tepid.
This is not a good survey because we're looking right at them and they're going to be embarrassed.
No, but we're not asking, hey, who loves me or who loves Charlie or who loves the Cat? Or
watch this.
If there's a Roderick Lemming by chance.
Can I have a water, please?
Wait, can I?
It's him. Doug, yeah. There it is. Now, Dotum, you're cheering for Doug, even though you're sideways.
See, you don't really know how to do polling.
Okay.
At JHE, we know how to control.
Now, Doug is very suspicious of polling.
We know how to control polling. If JHE was in charge, watch this. Who here is a lemming for the great Tim McKernan? Let's hear it for Tim.
Now, that's interesting.
Tim, you're number one. Tim, you're number one.
Now, it's interesting. The phrasing
according to our according to our research, you're number one.
It's interesting, the phrasing. Well, we will have the collector's edition Royal Blue Lemming shirts here today as we broadcast. Derek Gould is going to come by. And Jim Edmonds, I can't imagine he is, but we were texting yesterday. What time would he normally get to Wrigley Field for a 1:20 start?
I'm going to say 7 a.m.
7 a.m., yeah. So he's already there. Yeah. So we can maybe see if he
wants to. If you listen to the games, you know this guy is plugged in.
So. I don't know where Dotem went. Dotem, Ray King is sending in a picture of you and him at the wiffle ball tournament. That just shows how big of a fan he is of yours. You can actually see the text inbox and see what goes on in here. They come in fast and furious. Charlie is the greatest. That comes from the CCL White Collar Gangster. That's your guy.
He's a good guy.
I would call myself a Charlie Lemming. If I were doing my own power rankings, I would say, Charlie, you're number one. But I will call you out if you get here late.
I was here at about 7:07, 7:08. The show usually starts at about 7:08.
I can't bust balls on being late.
But I
can't. Bust balls on being late.
Yeah, sorry that I woke up in Chicago at 6 in the morning and drove 30 minutes here to do the show.
Are you on the south
side? I'm staying in Skokie.
Where's Skokie, boys? Ellis started laughing.
It's only about 10 miles away. I like this hotel. I've stayed there before.
Give me the hand gesture like...
If you stay downtown, you have the valet park and all that. This Holiday Inn has a nice parking lot. There's a Bar Louie in there.
Is there a free breakfast? Because Doug would share. Your work yesterday.
Man, we probably got back to the hotel about 12, yeah, about midnight.
Did you really?
A little after midnight.
You were at the Bears game, right?
We were. And then we did the
22 dick, right?
22 to zip. And then we did an hour and a half of news after that.
You do understand that you run point when Tim's not in, and you do a great job. As you know, I love it when you're in.
But
one guy can come in at 10 after the hour. He's the guy that owns it. The rest
well,
of
I
us,
just came
the
in.
The rest of us
I just came
just
in at 8 after
guy.
The hour. Do you want me to go home? Because I'll go to sleep. I'll go back right now.
You understand what I'm saying, sir. Just say my bad.
My bad.
All right, I love you, Charlie.
You going to dock my pay?
No. Because it wouldn't be fair because I show up at 7:08 most of the time.
I did make the first turn to find a parking spot at about 7:04.
Yeah,
I had to double back.
Really.
I had to double back, Cap.
When you passed by, I got quite a reaction. And
yeah, I heard.
That was great. Yeah, the crowd loved that. Yeah, I left at 6:15 and Anna Marie goes, "You're leaving already?" And I go, "Yeah, I guess so. There's nothing for me to do here."
Well, let me tell you this. I Googled it last night. It said 21
Stop
minutes.
Stop with the hand gestures in
it
my
said,
face.
It said 21 minutes. I left the hotel at about 6:30, thinking I had ample time.
You know, I looked at it, and it said it would take me 14 minutes to get here from the hotel. I left a little early because I didn't know the lay of the land.
I like this place, too. There's a lot of good spots around here. I've never been here before.
I have had booze here
before. It's a great location.
And I imagine we'll be having booze here throughout the course of the weekend. It is Sedgwick's Bar and Grill. The location is 1935 North Sedgwick Street. Come on by. We'll be doing the show here until 10. We'll be ponied up here going into the Cardinals and Cubs at 1:20. So I'm curious here, and I realize you guys don't have microphones, but in a situation like today where the storms are in the forecast, what will it be like around the ballpark if the game is rained out or delayed? Do people just go into the bars and hang out? Is that how it works? Yeah, so people don't just shut it down, they just keep boozing? Yeah, okay. All right, that's what I figured would happen. It has looked terrible, this forecast, all throughout the week. And it isn't raining right now in Chicago, for those of you back in St. Louis and want to know what's going on, but I see it's supposed to be thunderstorms starting around 1 o'clock and then really the rest of the night, so I don't know what they would do. Is this the last time the Cardinals are up here? Are they back in September?
September, and I heard tell yesterday. I heard tell that the feeling is if this is bang today, they'll play it in September.
Ah. And wouldn't do a double shoot on a weekend.
Yeah.
Now, Sunday is a night game for ESPN.
Thank you, ESPN.
Yeah, you like that, so you get to fly home tomorrow. And tomorrow is a 1:20 start. Today... This is actually intriguing to me because, unfortunately, there is not a division race going on. There is a wild card race.
But now, whoa. They still got a shot. They still got a shot.
I apologize. What, are you guys carrying tomorrow's game?
If they go 50-1,
okay,
and the Cubs go, what's the math there?
38
and 3.
And 3.
12.
38 and 13.
then there's a chance.
I love you, Charlie.
Second time Charlie's flipped off the cat during this segment. But the Cardinals are in the race, of course, with the Marlins, the Mets, and now the Pirates are only a game and a half back of the Cardinals. They were in seller's mode 2 weeks ago. But because Matt Holliday was hit last night, and because Matt Holliday may be done for the season, and potentially we may have seen Matt Holliday play his final game as a Cardinal, potentially, I wonder what will transpire today. You have Adam Wainwright against Jake Arrieta. I mean, that's a great pitching matchup. And you have some drama, and these two teams have done it before, and you have Madden's comments last September. The Cat, what do you think we're going to see whenever these boys play again?
I don't know what we're going to see today. You know, I think it depends on how the game unfolds, but I can tell you that the Cardinals are not very happy. Even Holliday said something about pitches being up, end seasons, you know. So he was sad, and I think he was a little ticked at where the pitch was. He didn't say anything was intentional by any stretch, but that's a bad area where someone could get hurt, and he did mention that.
Reading from Derek Gould's story in the Post-Dispatch, and Derek will be here at Sedgwick's in the 9 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour is sponsored by Kevin Miller Realty Executives. Our 7 o'clock hour is presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. It affects careers, he said, his thumb in a splint. He took a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Mike Montgomery, cracked his bone. Holliday said he had no malice, but it was up and in and wild. And this comes, what, 2 weekends after what we saw in Miami with Aledmys Diaz and Andrew Cashner. Boys are probably sick of this crap.
Yeah, and it seems like it's open season on thumbs, Tim.
Yeah, thumbs is the place. So I don't really recall, and I'll ask the audience as well, I don't really recall Adam Wainwright executing a lot of Tony La Russa-style justice in his career. That's not to say he doesn't, but I just don't really recall. Usually it strikes me as it's kind of one of the middle relief guys that goes out there and does it.
And generally speaking, if there is some sort of retaliation, not that it would ever be intentional.
Thank you.
Especially with Tony La Russa.
Well
but
said.
If it does happen, it usually happens, you know, in a part of the game where it can happen.
Right.
You know, you don't want to. I don't think you're
like
going to see.
You couldn't do it last night when it was 3-3.
Right. And I don't think you're going to see today something right out of the chute.
Right.
You know, but usually an opportunity presents itself to send a message, and to me that's.
And I recall just 4 years ago, if you remember hashtag Scooterogate, the Giants did exact revenge in Game 5. There was no doubt as to the outcome, and then they hit Holliday, which I thought was hackneyed. And Holliday's just like, that's just Bush League crap. But it probably would. Strike. And I was only watching the Chicago broadcast. I don't know what you guys had on Fox Sports Midwest. I was watching it at my hotel here.
I had two monitors.
It wasn't even borderline, but Rizzo's on the plate so much that it, you know.
Looked like a strike.
And it was a strike. Now, the Cardinals pissed that game away so many different ways, as they have pissed games away throughout the course of the season. But that would have made the count 3-2.
Yeah.
3-2.
And as you referenced, I mean, we were like six different things that happened where it was poor execution on the part of the Cardinals. And, you know, the defensive lapses, kind of an ongoing theme. You know, Jericho getting picked off, we've seen some of that. Just
base running
again. And there they were.
Carpenter on his way home.
Yeah, top of the and that, you know, Carpenter, I agree with sending him. You send him there. And they executed well. Give them credit for that. But, you know, with everything that went wrong, you know, wild pitches, you know, they had bases loaded, top 11 with an opportunity to win that game, and they didn't get the big hit.
I'm also guessing that over the years, Waino has thrown some of those retaliatory pitches. We just don't remember them because of they're usually not in situations like this where you had an injury. It was more like, you know, Holliday gets plunked, so an Andrew McCutchen gets plunked. End of story, play the game.
Who threw it who last year when Madden, you know, talked about, what did he call the Cardinals?
Tony Soprano,
yeah. Do you remember who that was? Because I remember, I mean, I'm going back to the Cardinals and Cubs, some crap that took place in 03 when Dusty and Tony were screaming at each other. Jeff Facero was the guy that was sent to make the hit. You know, Don Corleone doesn't make the hits. Luca Brasi makes the hits. The soldiers
one,
do.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't against the Cubs, but I remember I think it was against the Brewers, plunking a guy saying it wasn't intentional, and then I thought he winked. I mean, it happens. You know, it kind of happens.
If one of the Cubs today, Rizzo or Bryant, gets hit in the butt, in the thigh, I think they should understand, walk to first, and it should be the end of it. You would think that they would get that with the Cardinals' third or fourth hitter potentially being out for the rest of the year.
I agree with you, but
it's interesting.
The players understand.
I think Madden will play it up. That's what I think will happen.
I think even Madden gets it when Matt Holliday is potentially out for the year. Again, if Waino throws at somebody's head, that's a different story. If he hits Anthony Rizzo on the butt in the third inning or the fifth inning or the first inning, he walks to first, there's a couple looks, that should be the end of it.
Do you think he will? Or do you agree that it kind of depends on how the game unfolds?
I think if the spot is right, I think if there's an open base maybe where you want to walk a guy anyway, I think, yes, that probably happens.
Cardinals are in a tough spot because they really can't afford
to let that change the way a game is going.
But I don't know if you do it right out of the gate, you fire Rizzo or Bryant.
And if one of these games is sideways,
I would think it'd be Rizzo, by the way. If I had to wager, it would be Rizzo, especially considering he's right on top of the effing plate. Makes it easy.
And you know what else? You got a kid going tomorrow, so maybe. I mean, there's going to be opportunities. There's going to be opportunities at some point.
Charlie, this is interesting. I think Luke Weaver was on my flight. Talk about that.
Yeah, Charlie, talk about
that. Did you talk to him? Did you chat with him?
I didn't even know who he was, and then I saw the Memphis bag, and I'm going, this poor guy was on the same flight as me.
As you know, I have sources everywhere, and
the
reports I got where you were like, this is a big scoop for me, and you were going to go talk to him, you went, hey, Luke.
hey, Weaver.
Hey, Weaves.
Hey.
Let's see. Guys, there was no malice in hitting Holiday. That's from the 314. Sometimes Cubs fans will infiltrate the text inbox. Our text inbox today is presented by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Four Seasons Penske Truck, one of the numerous sponsors, Charlie, who came to the rescue to make this broadcast possible, and we could not be more grateful for them. And also, even though we give him all kinds of hell and we won't follow him on Twitter, Joe Roderick Engineering. Joe, have you cut back on the number of tweets, or are you still firing?
He gets mad when you bring this up.
I really have no idea if I tweet more or less. Jay seems to think I tweet less. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Jennings is monitoring this?
Yeah.
You don't appreciate the attention, though, that your Twitter feed gets on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, generally speaking.
I hear about it. To be honest,
when I've talked to you about it, it seems like you get mad about it.
You bring it up and you explain to me why you don't follow me.
It's great how Kat will bring something up to make fun of somebody, and then he gets alarmed when they're offended by that. Like, why are you so offended by me criticizing you?
It's like I'm a hot
again,
girl.
Hold on. I think that's, again, underscoring bad reporting. I never said I was alarmed by it. I just said you don't like it. Who said alarmed?
But you're poking fun at it, and then you're wondering why he would be perturbed by it.
No, I didn't.
It's like when the hot gal at the bar comes up to you. You don't approach her. She just walks up to you and says, here's the reasons why I'm not going to sleep with you tonight. Like, I wasn't going to talk to you anyway.
Perfect analogy.
No, not
wow,
really.
Wow, there's a new alliance here. It's Charlie and Joe Roderick.
And again, bad reporting. There was no wonderment. I just stated, Charlie, that Joe doesn't like it when we bring up his Twitter.
I honestly didn't know that. I thought it was all kind of understood. It's part of the song and dance.
It's not upset. It's just like every time Kat and I share a meal at Bush, he
You're
brings up
Twitter feed,
yeah, he no? brings up why he doesn't follow me on Twitter.
What? Because I told you one
just
time?
Just follow him. You can mute him.
No.
Just follow him.
Do it. I'm not going to mute because that's dishonest.
You're like Doug. You're no better than Doug.
No, mute's much better than the block.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't block you.
From your side as a blocker, it absolutely
is. Wait, I don't block you. I just unfollowed you.
Oh, no, I get that. He was just talking about
you would know that if I brought it up 17 times over dinner.
No, you should, though.
Like, we're having dinner at Bush, by the way. That's how you know it's
what, a hot dog?
We're having dinner at Bush together all the time.
Last time it was brunch, Kat.
A hot dog in the fifth inning. What you should do is you should follow him to keep up appearances, and then you
with that, so lesson learned. Thank you, Jim. You're welcome, Joe.
Well, Joe, thank you for coming up here to make this possible. Joe did his show here yesterday at Sedgwick's, and you're flying back after this, and then you're doing your show in St. Louis today.
Yeah, I already had the show booked at Basso today in Clayton, so
look at you getting the Clayton dollars ball so hard.
That's a good spot.
So I've
dined there, I believe.
When you brought it up to me, I was like, this is really the only way it can happen. Yeah,
it's yeah, a, I yeah. there.
And somehow the flights worked. I think I get back to St. Louis, hopefully, at around 1:20.
Look at you, you jet setter.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
And you sell your show like nobody's business, and I always congratulate you on that.
I try.
That's the game, man. Yeah. It always comes down to math and dollars. People think there's agendas being exacted. If you can sell and conduct yourself professionally, the cat, you will have a spot. Can't?
I don't.
Nah, I don't know about that. Four Seasons Penske Truck, Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks for moving across country or across town. Rentals available for business and household use, i.e. kids off to college, new home, relocation, or any business delivery needs. The gentleman at Penske Truck, Four Seasons Penske Truck, reached out when I said, hey, we'd like to do the show at Sedgwick's in Chicago, but we need to get Joe Roderick there, and the juice has to be worth the squeeze per the Jim Hayes accounting people. And this is what we got, Penske Truck, Four Seasons Penske Truck. They are here to relieve the moving day stress. It's their job to make your day just a little simpler. Check out one of the many Penske agents across the Metro St. Louis area by calling 1-800-GO-PENSKE. On the Metro East Side, Penske Four Seasons Rental has been servicing customers from Alton to New Athens, including Belle Vegas, baby. They wanted me to note that. For over 25 years, and they love Fred from the Nail at Four Seasons Penske Truck. Talk to Brian direct at 618-277-0531. That's 618-277-0531 at the Fairview Heights location at 5105 North Illinois Street. They're very proud. Penske and his customers supported the Paralyzed Veterans of America, helping our true heroes. Over $700,000 has been donated through Mission Able in taking care of those who have protected us. Again, let me help you reduce the moving day stress by driving the Penske Gold. That's Brian, 618-277-0531. That's the text inbox sponsor today as we broadcast from Sedgwick's in Chicago. Our broadcast today is presented by Budweiser. Budweiser reached out to be one of the sponsors on our broadcast today, and they are a presenting sponsor, and we will be enjoying many of their beverages over the weekend. Now, Chuckles, how long are you staying in Chi? You're going back today.
We are.
Why don't you pony up with me? We'll pony up.
I would, but I'm with my photographer, David Cruz. We got to get back. I got the weekend off.
Is that the guy
that was
talking about that did a stand-up on Sports Finals?
Yes.
He's a lensman as well.
He does everything. He does it all.
What you got to do these days in the game.
Yeah. He's a good dude. Good worker, unlike Kat.
Yeah, you pointed at the cat, I noticed.
I'm just messing with him. We probably can't say the hotel chain, but look at him bringing in his fancy coffee cup from one of the nicest hotels on this planet, just to show off where he's staying.
The thing about that one
I won't
here,
mention, I know the players are staying there.
But the thing about that one, though, is that it actually isn't very, relative to the other ones, it isn't very nice.
Charlie,
nice I'm a hotel snob, and I didn't want to
it's
stay
It's too
there.
Nice for Jim Hayes.
Charlie, you were late for the show.
I wasn't
you
late.
Made fun of you. Let's move on. You don't
most shows start about 7:08.
Hey, cat, look
am
at
I right?
Hey, cat.
Everybody listens to the show. When does it start? Every morning.
No, they're looking at you with disgust. You know,
about 7:08.
You know what?
Thank you. The people have spoken.
No, no one spoke.
Let's hear it, boys. Let's hear it. Yeah. All right.
Because
boy, that's sympathy applause if I've ever heard.
Yeah, because at first no one said anything.
You're right, Charlie. You're right.
Most of these people.
I'm a Charlie Lemming.
Most of these people were here before you and watched you in the octopod zip pod.
But they probably live in the neighborhood, and they know the traffic patterns.
Guys, I drove by the studio, and it looks like Doug put a sign out front saying "Bottom Fest 2016" hosted by Doug Vaughn. That's from Phil the Peacock, PHYL, Phil the Peacock.
Keep what do you think Doug is doing right now? Do you think he's sleeping in?
I would hope he is.
But sometimes you get kind of that schedule where you just automatically wake up at the time.
Yeah. No, he's a world-class sleeper.
He is. I would imagine. I hope he's sleeping in. We could call him. I'll text
him
and see what's going on.
Tim, I have a suggestion for you.
What's that?
That guy back there, to me, looks a little like Kevin Segrist.
Where is that?
Right back there.
Oh, is that him, you think?
So no, it's not. But I would snap a, picture and say,
Kevin
Segrist coming out for a row. Big game today, guy.
Let's go get him.
Does he look a little like Kevin Segrist?
I see a resemblance. Thank yes. You. Which player would be? And I realize it's a 0.1% chance, and I know it's not happening. They probably didn't get back to the hotel. What you said, midnight last night, so it's not happening. But which player of all of the guys on the roster would be most likely to come? And again, I recognize it's a 0.1% chance.
Yeah, I think you overshot it with that 0.1%. Yeah, it's zero.
I'm trying to think.
Greg Garcia,
anybody.
Maybe?
Zero. That might be a nice play.
If you really ask nice Greg play. Garcia nicely, he's such a nice guy, and he's still young enough that he would feel kind of obligated to do it, so I think he would come in.
No, I do think there's some guys that might have a like a Q curiosity about what this show is all about. And if it were, like, on the way and it wasn't, I think there might be a couple guys in the bullpen.
Like Matt the Bat.
Well, Matt's not in the bullpen.
Right, right, of course.
But, yes, him.
guys, I'm a cat lemming. One love the cat. You're number one, buddy. That's from Tyler the Midget. Look at that.
Thank you.
You usually don't get to see the text inbox, which is a good thing.
Can you say midget?
Are
you allowed to say that these days?
I think I can.
Okay.
Don't worry about Doug, guys. He's snuggled up next to me right now. Let's see. Milt Thompson then follows up. He's still asleep, snoring like the Dickens. Guys, so... you to play itself out. The cat, which cardinal is the hottest? That's also from Milt Thompson.
Boy,
there's
so many.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good question.
I think you need to do like a Mount Rushmore.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go top three or four.
Okay, I'm going to say it's tie for first between Grichuk and Tyler Lyons. But I would say the ladies love those two, but they also love Yachty. So it's a three-headed monster.
All of our girls next door, when we had that wonderful, wonderful competition going on for 7 years, loved Yachty or Molina.
Women love Yachty.
I'm, you know, God bless him. I tip my cap.
I think a lot of ladies like Holiday as well.
Matt the Bat? No. I don't know what else is going on. Let's see. There are texts coming in faster. Now, people are saying, Joe Roderick, that there are dropouts, but there's only a couple guys saying this.
Yeah, like every 10 minutes there might be a three-second drop.
Ah, I see.
We're on Wi-Fi.
It's an age of the beast?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, though, we flew you in here to make sure it goes smooth, so...
But for the live show, the live audience, they're getting it all.
They're getting to hear it all. We're not going to talk about the huge news that was dropped last night. That's from Doug's Creve Coeur Bay. Honestly, I'm not even doing this intentionally. I had just forgotten about it because the deal had been done for so long.
And Charlie was late,
and that's our focal point.
But on time for a normal start time, I was on time.
And Matt Holliday may be done for the season, and we're broadcasting from Sedgwick's in Chicago, presented by Budweiser. We did make it public last night. It is in the Post-Dispatch this morning that on September 1st, we will be moving to 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM. Oh, the crowd's in an uproar. Thank you.
And if I may, because Tim and I have given this a lot of thought, and we've met several times, but we're going to do something that no radio station has done. We're going to put aside some programming on the weekend and give back to the community. We're going to call it the giving back
to the community. Charity.
Sorry, that's one of my greatest moments in broadcasting.
They kept talking about it on the fan page last night, and somebody pulled the audio from the press conference, and people were reliving the press conference. I feel like sometimes we need to do that, too. But the press conference will not take place for this. This is the press conference. So the morning after, we'll be moving to 590, it'll be basically the same thing that we've been doing wherever the hell we've been doing for the last 12 years.
We're going to be adding more bits, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
More scheduled bits. We'll still do the hour segments. We're just going to do exactly what we've been doing. People have asked a number of questions because it was just finalized, and I gave 920 WGNU our notice last week. We're still in the process on some business moves, relocation moves, and also programming moves. So none of those are being announced at this moment. I think the vast majority of St. Louis will be very happy with all of this, and we look forward to going to 590 and doing the morning after there. And the cat, it'll be our third time at 590. And if we execute this properly, I'd kind of like this to just be it, because now I will have ownership of the radio station, not 100%, but
parking lot
25%, since it's been made public. I'll talk about it, and then also we'll serve as president of the radio station, and so that allows us to kind of do what we need to do. And I'm tempted to bring this format to it that I think might work. It's called The Man and the Woman.
Whoa.
And I think it could work.
What about the transgender?
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe
I'm glad, you know, 590 has a legacy in St. Louis, and it does feel like that's a great place to be, so I'm happy about it. I just wonder with the negotiations with 920, because it seems like sometimes there's a breakdown of communication. Do you just put up a sign, and then they answer your sign with another sign on the wall? There's a lot of signage there.
In sincerity to ownership at 920, without them, we would have had to stay at the Man, and we had an inclination, as I think almost everybody in St. Louis who's not even involved in radio, that that would not last very long. And then, therefore, when it would go out of business, and it wasn't really an if, it was a when, then where would we go? So we had to go and do our own thing. And without Bert Kaufman, who is the owner of WGNU, and all of his staff there, we wouldn't have been able to have the opportunity that we have now. And so I will always be indebted to Bert, his daughter Ann, Dan Allen, and all of the staff at WGNU. Joe Garcia, the engineer, has been so helpful. In addition to, of course, the staff who makes it behind the scenes, because people give me way too much credit for this stuff. And I'm being serious right now, which is weird because we're in front of a bunch of people. But if we're going to talk about it, I have to be honest, because it's the staff that makes the whole thing possible. It's certainly not me. And so I'm always going to be indebted to them, because it's a great opportunity, and I think it will be a good thing for all of the people involved with a station that we are able to now go to a station where Randy Markell, who's a really good guy, who owns KFNS right now, he bought it last year, has put in a lot of his own money to do the things that people have talked about for decades, which is upgrade the signal, repair the towers, and all these things that are required when it comes to radio and engineering that I realize the public doesn't know much about or care about, but they say, why can't you turn up the signal more? That's an FCC thing. But the tower side had to be upgraded, and Randy put in his own money to do that. And those transitions are complete, and so that allowed us to give our notice, and so we will start at KFNS on September 1st. So there is the good word, Charlie. So now you'll be driving to St. Charles to do the show for a few months.
We're going to have to renegotiate then.
We're going to have to renegotiate again.
I know people are getting cars and all that, so I mean...
You are great. The cat that comes from Stacy Reck right there, and that should be the text of the day.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Tim, just so we're on an even playing field, I want you to know that I make $18,000 a year.
Don't brag.
And as many bathroom breaks as I want. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit. Guys, I'm excited for Nick and the Badger 2.0. That comes from Pepe.
Charlie. So are we going to have, are you going to have, is 590 going to have weekend slots
to fill
now? We will
have weekend programming now. We
How about that? Open. That's a lot of opportunity.
There is
That's
a lot
of time.
Well, that allows us to give more people opportunity, which is one of the things I liked about 920. I mean, truth be told, we didn't start 920 to give people opportunity. We started 920 to give us a lifeboat. But it gave us opportunity to, you know, give some people who hadn't had a shot yet. Because so often in St. Louis sports talk radio for the last couple decades, it would be like the same dudes just moving around. And so our theory was, let's see if we can give some new people an opportunity, and maybe it will work out, maybe it won't. But you don't know until you give people a chance. And so I think we have done that at 920, and we will continue to do that at 590. So the news has been addressed. Any other questions, you are welcome to ask by emailing me at tmckernan@insidestl.com. We are in the 7 o'clock hour, and it's presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. They were the first ones to reach out about the sponsorship from Sedgwick's, and we are very grateful for their support. I guess I'll have to have one or two while we're in Chicago. Tullamore Dew, have you ever wondered what it is that makes someone or something Irish true? Have you ever wondered that, Tim?
I have.
Charlie has.
What is it, Tim?
In our view, it's the blend, the unique mix of substance, friendliness, and irreverence that makes Ireland the perfect place to make whiskey. And like the blend that defines Irish personality, it's Tullamore Dew's triple blend that makes it unique. For those who make their corner of the world a little more interesting for us all, there is only one drink that will do, and that's Tullamore Dew, a whiskey of true character enjoyed by true characters around the world. Here's to the death of thirst and the birth of fond memories, glasses up. Man, I felt like I just read a poem.
Do you remember Mick McCarthy?
I do, your guy in
Ireland.
The drunken
guy. Yeah, he was carrying
Mick
around
McCarthy.
A bottle.
Mick McCarthy.
Mick McCarthy.
I actually have heard that.
He was carrying around a bottle of Tullamore Dew. It's endorsed by him.
That's a random guy that you interviewed in Ireland, correct?
Yeah.
I was listening to that clip. I think D-Bear, Derek Dockett, put like the best of clips. And
yes,
one day I was actually at the gym, shockingly, and I was like, I want something to listen to. So I listened to that interview from about 10 years ago.
And how was it?
It was very funny. Because it was Mick McCarthy.
Smelled like rancid sea bass
in that
phone booth. And it might have been Mick.
Hey, you were kind enough to call in from Ireland.
Yeah.
We are live at Sedgwick's. That's where we are today in Lincoln Park. Derek Gould is going to join us here on set. Jim Edmonds has texted. I put that at about a 6% chance.
Well, he texted you last night.
Yeah, but we were texting yesterday afternoon because you said, I'll ask Edmonds, and I go, I wouldn't even bother. But then we were texting anyway, so I'm like, oh, maybe we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was...
I wouldn't expect it.
Considering.
How far is this from the hotel?
A couple of miles, but it's like a 15-minute drive.
Right.
No, not that many miles, but a
15-minute
drive.
Saying.
Yeah.
Guys, can you see my friend Kevin there? He went to Vianney's, so look for the kid with an odor. Kevin, are you here? Kevin.
No, but, you know, there are a lot of people, Tim. And one thing's clear, because you always say how many female listeners we have. We have none. We have none.
A lot of hotties.
There are. Anna Marie will be here. And she's
yes.
Like, there you are, Charlie. You get in there. So thank you for the applause for my wife. But I said, you don't have to get up at 5:30 and, you know, come up here with me. So whenever she gets here, she gets here. All right, how many of you are going to the game today? About 33%. Do you guys go to a lot of Cubs games? No? Because is it annoying for you to go? Is that a thing? Like, they play that song right after a win, and everybody in here, it's like nails on a chalkboard, that thing. And Cardinal fans, when did they start playing that? That hasn't always been going on, has it? It hasn't been a long time, has it really? I mean, I've been coming to
But don't you think if the Cardinals had a similar song, we would think that's cool? Like, I know... We have to hate the Cubs. But I think it's kind of neat.
The Six Flags song, exactly. God, why do they play that?
I do like
it. It's like the Clydesdale song.
I get it. But I think Wrigley's a great place to watch a game. I can understand if you're a Cardinal fan, it's annoying, especially because the Cubs are so good this year. But I wish I could just sit there and watch the game, because that seems like that would be a lot of fun to do at Wrigley.
I love Wrigley Field. I love the old
Ring
baseball
the bell.
Stadiums.
Ring the bell.
There is no bell with us. Tim, my brother is in Chicago, and he says he's with you guys right now. Can you check? That's from Zambo. Any of you related to Zambo?
Anyone have a brother?
Just a lot of false texts coming in. Imagine that, Charlie.
Imagine
guys,
this, though. This
why
show.
Why does Charlie refer to the Burger King drive-thru as his gym? Thank you. Charlie's going to get sideways with the audience.
They loved it.
That's from Cousin JW.
I almost went to Burger King this morning to get a coffee, but I figured
I figured
I was going to be close to being on time.
Mario will get you a coffee. Mario's running things here, and he's doing
please, that'd be
job.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, Mario. He's going to be on the air at 9:15. Derek Gould is going to be here. Guys, my friend Brad is there. He went to Vianney also. Look for the guy with his stepdad on his lap. Thank you. That's from Ryan with an R. All kinds of texts coming in. You're welcome to text in 314-880-0808. You're welcome to email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Are any of you boys texting from inside of Sedgwick's? I could see that happening. There is a texter right there. The caddy's wearing a Lemmings shirt.
What's your text name?
Do you want to identify yourself?
Don't make him.
Hey. You went to St. Gabriel's and St. Louis U High? Just like
wow.
John Neal as well? Boy, the cat, look at the look on your face. Isn't that making you so happy to hear that? Guys, my life hit an all-time low when Joe Roderick big-leagued me at the wheelhouse one night. That's from Tyler the Midget. Do you big-time people, Joe?
I don't know who Tyler the Midget is.
Well, I mean,
there was a time...
defining characteristic.
The little person?
There was a time, this would have been, I guess, last year during the Blues season, went there after a game and... Five guys came up to me, and I think one of them might have been not Ray King, Tony the Plowdow.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I know both those cats by face. Good
yeah.
Americans.
Yeah.
I know Tony Doe, right?
Now Tony Doe. He had to change his name because the real
that's
Tony
great.
Dow.
That's great.
Got
by the way, how old is the real Tony Doe?
God, what do you think?
Gotta be about.
He just finished law school. The real one.
The real one.
In his 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you think, I mean, that show was on in, like, the late 50s, and he was...
I started following him on Facebook just to see what the development
was. Well, he was really pissed about it. The real Tony Dow.
You go through now and you look at comments. Like, he posts stuff. He posts old videos from Leave It to Beaver. And you go through and you read it, and our listeners will chime in.
Look at it.
You'll see a free dotum, or you'll see... You'll see somebody comment on it asking why...
What's his net worth?
Charlie, what's Tony Dow's net worth? We always assume it's $5 million.
I bet you it's a lot. Now, a guy like that who was on a super popular show, are you still getting checks from the Nick at Nights of the world?
Wait, from No, because they didn't have residual money back then.
Well, but those shows are played now on networks like Nick at Night and all that. I'm
yeah,
just
but
wondering.
You don't get it unless you have that, you know, as part of your contract. You're not going to see any of that money. That you know.
I bet you a guy like that though still makes appearances every once in a while. Can still sign a few autographs every once in a while at different conventions and such.
You think Hugh Beaumont shows up at those conventions?
No, I don't think he's with us anymore.
The 71-year-old Tony Dow is worth $4 million through his work as an actor, director, producer, and sculptor.
Yeah, so let's not. He works with wood.
Mostly sculpting.
But let's not make fun of a guy who could buy or sell.
Who's making fun of him? You make fun of everybody. How are you going to try to check anybody on that?
Boy, you're just angry because you were late and I called attention.
I wasn't late.
I do see our listeners are occasionally involved. I see right under Tony Dow posted something he was very proud of with one of his sculptures.
Those are
and then
nice.
One of the guys on the fan page immediately wrote Free Dotem. So if you want to go to Tony Dow's fan page and talk it over with the former Wally Cleaver as he's playing the piano next to Jerry Mathers. What a wonderful picture.
That's cute.
We should put that up in our new offices.
And Charlie, they don't get residual money, guaranteed. That's...
When did residual start? With Different Strokes.
I mean, it used to be, like, when it first started, I think, I could be wrong, but late 70s, early 80s, and it was a smaller amount. But now, if it's a show that gets into reruns and you were one of the stars, you get paid in a big way. Didn't happen that way back in
the
day.
Yeah, if you get to, like, five seasons, you're gold. Yeah. You're, like, you're a made man.
I know, because my dad used to do game shows, and he once got a residual check for, like, 13 cents. That on the game show
what
network.
What game show was it?
I don't even. He did a few of them. None of them were huge successes, but we replayed one on the game show network. And honestly, he got a check from someone for 12 cents or something.
Jim Rome will tweet out pictures of his residual check. I believe he was in the movie Space Jam, and he played this very small role. Probably was on camera or his voice for a few seconds. And he'll get a check for like $3.74 or $8.16, and he always tweets it out and says something like. Banking or something like that.
Banking. Guys, I just woke up and I want to come over. Is Sedgwick's Kitchen open? It is open? And Dotem, I understand they have crinkle cut fries here. Crinkle cut fries. Look at, do you see Dotem's bucket hat with french fries on it?
I like it. I like Dotem because Dotem is one of the few guys, not to get off on a tangent here, one of the few guys in our fantasy baseball league that will make trades. He makes fair trades. He doesn't send you his worst player for your best player.
We do
player.
Have a couple of those guys.
Correct. Sometimes I do that as a joke. But Dotem, you and I have made a few transactions this year.
Did you just text a picture of Bryce Chandler Hill? Yeah.
This is I actually did, yes.
So you guys can see the text inbox and what I see sometimes. There it is. There's Bryce Chandler Hill, the alleged lover of Jessica Simpson's father. And you have you been blocked by finally blocked by you got blocked by Bryce Chandler Hill. Yeah, he would wake up and tweet at Bryce Chandler Hill.
Can you text without touching your phone and do it mentally or something? Because I didn't see him.
I didn't see you texting.
You're sneaky.
I have something running and I just text that picture.
He does. It's an algorithm.
So Bryce Chandler Hill, is he an actor or a singer or a model or what?
At this point, he's just kind of Twitter attention.
But what was he back in the day?
He was a model.
And he was to the liking of Jessica Simpson's father, Joe.
And they had a tryst.
Yeah, they had a tryst. And that's hot, man. I always like it when my buddy's dads hook up with young guys. Yeah, see, now you get to see the pictures of... Is that... Who is that? It's Doug O'Neill coming here.
There's the McGuire picture. I've seen that one. I've seen that one before.
That's what got Tony Messenger, what got him off his game. It's the 7 o'clock hour. Our whole broadcast is presented by Budweiser. They made it possible for us to be up here and broadcasting live from Chicago. The 7 o'clock hour sponsor, Tullamore Dew. 8 o'clock hour sponsor, Rich and Charlie's Pizza in town and country. And our 9 o'clock hour sponsor, Kevin Miller, Realty Executives. The phone lines today, 314-880-0808. Dukes and Truman's in Soulard. Truman's in Soulard has that golf tournament coming up on August 29th. And we will be at the Jack Buck Classic at St. Albans on Monday. Are you on the road?
No, I'm there.
Where do the Cardinals go from here?
They go to Houston.
Go to Houston. See Colby.
So there's a...
Baseball-related question. Because people were discussing it before Holiday's injury, and now it's picked up. You guys know where I'm going with this? Carlos Gomez. What do you think? You think they would go that route? He was DFA'd by the... Astros.
I think they might. I know that that's something... You know, that's been discussed. Is that an upgrade over what they got?
I mean, as far as what he has done so far in his career, yes. But where he is right now, I would say no. But I don't know what the hell's going on with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
and if you remember, the Mets traded for him last year. You could make a case if the Mets wound up getting that trade through, they don't wind up winning the pennant because then they looked at his injury history, pulled the trade, the Astros wind up getting him, and the Mets trade for Cespedes, who played a very big role in them getting to the World Series.
I just wonder, I mean, Grichuk comes up, hits a home run. If he gets his swing straightened out and they can put Moss in the outfield and Piscotty, are they thinking maybe we're okay with that compared to, you know, rolling the dice on a guy who isn't playing well? I don't know. They do have options, though.
I think it's worth a shot. And again, if he could tap into what he's done in the past, that would be a nice player to have. But this season, he surely hasn't been anywhere near that.
No.
To start the year, he was horrendous. He was just awful.
And, you know, maybe there are other guys out there that aren't on the radar, too. That's usually the case with a kind of move like the Cardinals might be thinking of making.
Do you think Halliday's done for the year? I mean, a broken bone.
He saw a specialist last night. He said, I have no idea. I'm hoping I'll be back. But, you know, it's not a good thing.
We haven't played it yet. Plowhawk, I am calling for audio to give you a little time. But we have some audio courtesy of Fox Sports Midwest.
Thank you.
Cat. And this is Matt Holliday, our Maggie O'Brien's Fun with Audio. It's not so fun, though, unfortunately. Matt Holliday frustrated about the injury after getting hit by the pitch of Mike Montgomery.
It does affect seasons. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything other than it's fractured. I think I'll know more tomorrow, but I doubt it. Yeah, for sure, it's super disappointing. But, you know, it's part of sport, unfortunately.
It's Matt Holliday expressing frustration with getting hit by the pitch. And then Mike Matheny got irritated last night as he was asked about the Cubs' lead in the National League Central.
Lead's getting pretty big in the Central. How important is it to get back on track?
It doesn't matter to us. We play the game. It doesn't matter. I don't care what the lead or anything else. We just go play the game, get ready to play one tomorrow.
Just having that extra wild card kind of...
I don't even talk about that. Just talk about playing our game, playing better baseball. You know, it looked good there for a while, and then, you know, one inning really kind of caught us. And, you know, then guys came in, did a good job out of the pen. Real impressed with how they kept us right in the game and pitched around trouble. You know, that's when I was confident we were going to be pulling off late.
Mike Matheny.
I don't even think he was mad at that, you know, because he answers it the same way. So I think he's like, all right, I'm going to tell you what I always say, we're not looking at that. We're not looking.
I really don't think he does either. I know he always answers questions like that, but because we've all asked him questions like that over the last, what, 4.5 years, I honestly think it's every day. It's a cliche. It's boring, but it's one game at a time. And deep down, they're never going to say they don't have a chance at the division because we've seen in past years teams can be 11 games out. You never know what can happen.
Except I believe, and I'm not saying he's doing this in a deceitful way. He knows exactly where. But the message that he wants to send his team is you focus on the game that's next. And I think you're right that does work to a certain extent, but everyone's aware.
I understand that, but also, and I know it's something that doesn't happen very often, but in 2011 when they were, what, 11 or so games back, I know that was Tony La Russa, we were all talking about what's next. Will La Russa be back? Will Tyler Green play every day just to see what's going to happen, you know, to give him some time? Next thing you know, another team falters, the Cardinals surge. You win the World Series. Stuff like that does happen every once in a while.
And for as bad as it is right now, they are only a half game out of the second wild card spot. Now, if they would be playing the Dodgers, and if Clayton Kershaw is healthy, that will be a difficult task. But as we've seen since 2013, for whatever reason, the Cardinals do well against Clayton Kershaw in October. They are a half game back of the Marlins. They're a game and a half up on the Pirates, who are cutting into that lead after looking like they might be dead. And now the Mets... The defending National League champions are at 500. They've lost three in a row, and the Royals are also below 500. The Mets are at 500, and I saw a stat yesterday that you have to go back to the 1994 season, which didn't get completed, to find the last time that the two defending league champions finished below 500. But that is a real possibility, and the Mets are now fading a bit. The Rockies are just a game and a half back of the Mets, the team the Cardinals were chasing 2 weeks ago when they were at Citi Field. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, which is presented by Rich and Charlie's Pizza in Town and Country, Dotem, I would like to have you on the show, and I'd really like to talk it out. Would you like to hear from Deke Dotem on this radio show? Because first off, he's wearing a French fry bucket hat, and I think anybody wears a French fry bucket hat, Dotem or not, needs to be on the air. But secondarily, to kind of get inside the mind of Deke Dotem and ask how he feels to be the centerpiece of not only this show and the movement, but now a billboard campaign.
A revolution, really.
All over.
And he thinks you're going to do it now, and you probably mean after the break.
I am going to take a break, but you know the program. It's going
to
be...
Give us a five-second tease of what you're going to say. 5 seconds or less.
Send a message to Doug. Who's
what are you going to talk about? Or, yes, a message to Doug, who's probably listening in, Sunset Hills?
It might be. I can't reveal that.
It'll be hot. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I like God. That. I like
good.
That.
It's a good tease.
That's a good tease. Deke Dotem is coming up next. It is going to be the Rich and Charlie's Pizza in Town and Country, 8 o'clock hour. Send in your text. The text. Locations, Dukes and Soulard and Truman's and Soulard. Our email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, Elysium Restoration and Design, our 9 o'clock hour, presented by Kevin Miller, Realty Executives, and Deke Dotem's appearances on the show, presented by Edward Jones, Financial Advisor Matthew Ehrenreich. This whole broadcast is presented by, of course, our title sponsor, Ryan Kelly, and our trip to Chicago, presented by Budweiser. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Charlie Marlowe in for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Joe Roderick on the ones and twos. We are in the Gateway Buick GMC studios today. At Sedgwick's in Chicago, this is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.